You heard Shauna talking about Rocket Labs not too long ago. Those stocks, those shares up about 37% today. And this is a company that you and I have only been able to start buying recently because they went public via SPAC not too long ago. But let's talk about some of the big things that are coming with Rocket Lab with Peter Beck. He is the CEO, and we invite him back into the stream. It's good to have you here once again. It seems like we were just talking to you about, what, 5-6 weeks ago. But yeah. I want to just... From the earnings, I don't want to say earnings report, but when you shared with what had happened in the first 6 months of the year, the key that I think helped you today, and it's not me, it's what the analysts are saying, that your backlog grew to $141.4 million. Plus, you had the announcement of the $25 million deal to launch satellites for Kinesis into orbit. So it seems as if you have launched and there's nothing that's going to be able to stop you, or is there a cloud ahead of you?
No, look, I mean, we're just doing as we've always done, and that's just execute. The deal that you mentioned, excuse me, is the Kinesis deal. It's a bulk buy of 5 launch vehicles, 25 satellites in total, and, you know, that we're launching their entire constellation. And this comes on the back of another bulk buy from BlackSky, which is, you know, another 5 rockets launching their entire constellation. So what you're seeing is just us moving on out and you know, delivering against what we said we're going to do with launch, and also pretty significant growth in our space systems division. I think most people know us well for our rockets, but our satellites and space systems division is growing very strongly as well.
Peter, I know one of the sites of your key launch facilities that's located in New Zealand, and New Zealand, of course, has seen COVID-19 restrictions put back into place. I guess, how significantly do you see that at least affecting your company in the short term?
Yeah, in the short term, it's a little bit painful. New Zealand has a very, very strict COVID approach, where it's basically an approach of elimination, which, for the last year has been very good for us because, it's just like life is normal because there is not a single COVID case in the country, certainly in the community. But with a recent Delta outbreak, the country has gone back into kind of a lockdown state, which makes it very, very difficult to operate. However, the good news is the numbers are easing back quickly and, we should be back on the pad here very quickly. But I mean, we do have an additional pad in Wallops Island, Virginia, in the United States. We run 3 pads in 2 different countries. So, we're well diversified from this in the future.
Those of us who are not rocket scientists might look at your business and think, okay, there are a bunch of companies now, private companies, that are launching things into space, but the competition, it doesn't quite work that way. For instance, one of the deals you just got, it's because it's called the Electron, is it? The launch vehicle. Is more efficient and cheaper for the weight, I guess, of the satellites that you got to put up there than if they had gone to someone else. Does this then focus potential future clients that you're going to have one part of the market, whereas a different rocket launch company would have a different part of the market?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an important distinguishment to make, because within the industry, there's a lot of people talking about, delivery to orbit. And there's really only a couple that are actually doing it. Behind SpaceX, we are the second most frequently launched US rocket. I think that's obviously a big difference. Not all orbits are the same. So take the Kinesis deal, for example. These are very, very high precision insertions into orbit. This is not throwing up some, lobbing up some rocks. This is really, really high accuracy stuff that we've proven over and over again. And, we put over 100 satellites into orbit now. And, that level of accuracy and mission assurance is what's actually required within this industry.
And Peter, investors, when they're looking at your company, an opportunity here to invest in space, which I think a lot of people are viewing as a very exciting opportunity at this point, what do you think is the most important part of your business that they should focus on, or what do you think is going to drive the growth here over the next several quarters?
Yeah, I think if investors are looking to invest in space companies, the first thing to be looking at is execution, because the space industry is a fantastic industry, but there is there's a lot of promises made. So that would be the first thing I would say to investors is look at who is actually executing, deploying stuff, and building stuff. And I think my view on the space industry is that, and what we set Rocket Lab up to do, is that it's more going to be, the larger companies are going to end up being end-to-end companies. So, within Rocket Lab, yep, we build rockets and we have a large launch vehicle that's under development as well. But, the satellite part of our business is very strong as well. And when you combine, satellites and launch vehicles together under one roof and, under one roof that's very vertically integrated, the efficiencies and the scale you can get there are enormous. And I think if you look at the space industry, it's really defined by a number of really small scale, operators, very niche. And if the space industry is going to grow to this $1.4, $2 trillion industry, scale needs to be, front and center. And that's what we're really focusing on right now.
Peter, what I hear you saying is that actions speak louder than words, and the 100 plus satellites that you've delivered. I mean, when you look at your competitors, you got Bezos, he hasn't put satellites up yet, but you've got Bezos, he's flamboyant. You got Elon Musk, another flamboyant, tweeting all the time. And then there's you. You've been on with us before, very rock solid. And is it a detriment that you've got these very flamboyant people running those rocket companies, getting a lot of attention, and here you are just doing your business and you keep launching into space?
Well, I mean, it's just the way we operate. We're all about execution and just going about doing what we do. So I apologize for being too boring, but
you are not boring.
I do have a cowboy hat that makes me more flamboyant, but no, we're just focused on delivering for our customers and growing the business. We're trying to build a very large, long-term, sustainable space company here.
What you're doing extremely well. Peter Beck, Rocket Labs CEO, thanks so much for taking the time to join us again. Rocket Lab shares up over 30% today.